I want Major Cross to pick up General Eisenhower in the morning at Palm Springs at 8 o'clock.
All right, sir.
Take him to New York.
All right, sir.
And I want General Goodpaster to check in with him about what time he arrives up there.
All right, sir.
Maybe meet him there for General Goodpaster in a convoy from here up New York. Find out what the ETA is on his arrival.
Yes,
let General Goodpaster visit with him there tomorrow. Then I want to bring him down here Wednesday morning.
You want General Goodpaster or General Eisenhower, sir, down here Wednesday?
Both of them, yeah.
All right. General Eisenhower to be picked up at 8 o'clock his time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir.
At Palm Springs.
In the Jetstar?
Yeah, mine and mine.
Yes, sir.
And send somebody that's really going to know how to take care of him. Maybe you or Clifton, somebody to go out with him and give him all the attentions that he can possibly have.
Yes, sir. I'll
everything and tell Goodpaster tonight that... Well, I'll call Goodpaster, but you check him too in 10 minutes from now and tell Goodpaster what time you'll be up there. If it's 8 o'clock California, I'd guess what, 12 o'clock?
8 o'clock California time will be 11 o'clock our time. It'll be about 5 hours, so it'll be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If we can come in nonstop, of course the winds will determine that. And if we can't come nonstop, it'll be another hour. I'd say between 4 and 5.
Well, would you rather take the big plane, Rick?
Well, you know, your airplane is very comfortable. And it's just a matter of the weather. And I don't have a reading on that.
The other one has a little more range than
that. Yes, it has. It has better range, and it could come, there's no question that that could come nonstop. There's the possibility that the Jetstar would have to stop for refueling.
Well, check it, and I don't want him stopping. If you let me know.
All right, I'll call you back, sir.
And I'd like my Jetstar to pick him up because it doesn't attract too much attention. If you take the big Air Force One, I'm afraid it'll get a lot of notoriety.
Well, there's no question.
And I just want him to come to New York. And he'll be there tomorrow night at the Park Lane Hotel.
All right, sir.
And then have somebody go with him. Are you free to go?
Yes, I am,
well,
sir.
I'd just go and take care of him. Tell Clifton I tried to reach him, but he's out some social engagement. These generals, you know. And
all right, sir.
Tell him I haven't had my dinner yet. I'm working. But he and Bill Moyer and all these boys of mine, they all out at the cocktail party.
Well, is there some work I can help you with?
No, no.
All right, sir.
But get him, and then you call Goodpaster a little later and tell him to get a plane, go up there, and be with him at his service, not to bother him. Just report ready and ready to come down with him next morning and ready to tell him everything.
All right, sir. And then I'll go on out to Palm Springs and pick up the General Eisenhower.
That's right.
All right, Mr. President.
And give him the works. Be sure he's got the best food aboard and every comfort in the world and whoever he wants to bring, so on and so forth.
And you talked with General Eisenhower?
Yeah, I've already talked to him. He said 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Fine, Mr. President.
And let's keep this under the head.
Absolutely.